broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here, 877-876-PHIL, and online at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com, our news and information hour coming up in an hour. And we have with us Bobby and Steve Dooley. And by the way, if you'd like to hear a podcast of tonight's show, maybe you missed the first hour, or maybe you can only hang with us for a few minutes, but you want to hear the show in its entirety, you can always get the full show the next day on our homepage, philhenryshow.com. It's a podcast. It'll be delivered right to your iPod, whatever you're listening to, your phone. And you just subscribe to the website, obviously, with a backstage pass, but then you get all of the day's shows delivered to you. All right? And then, as I mentioned, tomorrow is episode 14 of our free Phil Hendry podcast, which is also a lot of fun. All right. Bobby and Steve Dooley, actually, Bobby Dooley will be with us. She's the Western States Homeowners Association president, as well as the Parent Teacher Association president. We're going to get her on the line here in a moment, but I just wanted to give you the story here. Woman sues FDA for the right to select a sperm donor. A California woman pursuing artificial insemination is suing the federal government for the right to choose how she'll get the sperm. The unusual case was filed Monday in U.S. District Court on the heels of the Supreme Court decision upholding the federal health care overhaul. The plaintiff in this case is challenging another area of federal health regulation. At issue are Food and Drug Administration rules that set standards for sperm banks, like requiring tests for communicable diseases. But the woman in the California suit doesn't want to go through a standard sperm bank or other clinic. The anonymous plaintiff instead, according to the suit, wants to use the sperm of someone she knows at no cost without going through all the federal regulatory rigmarole. She and her lawyers call the FDA rules an unconstitutional violation of her rights. That is, her right to start a family with whomever she wants. Now, obviously, this has a lot to do with insurance and what you would be able to get with national health care, because I don't know that there's any federal law against choosing who a sperm donor is. For instance, a sex partner is a sperm donor. And if that sex partner is a sex partner for the purposes of fathering or mothering a child, but in this case, fathering a child, then obviously you are choosing the sperm donor. It's a little confusing. Let's get Bobby Dooley on the line with us from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. And Bobby, I know that you and Steve have an investment in a so-called sperm bank. Do you know this lady's story?
I do, Phil. It's a very interesting story, and I think there is an awful lot there for American women to chew on and to look at. We do have every right in the world to choose who the sperm donor is, and we have every right in the world to choose who the father, in this case, of our child is going to be without these sperm banks and the federal government telling us who and what that person is.
What, the sperm bank that you are a business, it's like a business venture?
Well, no, it's a lot more than that, Phil. Steve and I have supported Far West Cryolabs is the name of it, and we've been very big supporters of Dr. Sherman, Dale Sherman, for a long time. We think the work that he does is outstanding, and we have, in any way that we can, we have helped in terms of investment, purchasing equipment, paying staff, and doing what we can to promote his work.
What is it about the work that he does at this sperm bank or cryo lab that you particularly like?
Well, I think what we like more than anything else is that he screens donors very rigorously for disease. He screens them rigorously for any kind of a discernible ailment. And he obviously is picking men who are youthful, that is, men who are a certain age, and I think the age range is between 18 and 30. He is obviously picking men for not necessarily their physical attractiveness. We're not talking about aesthetics so much as if you look at a man and you see that there is an overall structural symmetry, that he is obviously in good health, and that there is some muscle mass, if you will, and this kind of thing, and good bone structure. But we're not looking for good looks, and certainly not racial qualities or anything like that.
All right. Now, you had a similar situation arise where one of the individuals that had come to this particular bank, and it's not the same as the lady in California. It's different. This woman wanted to be able to, as well, choose the sperm donor, and you said no.
That is correct, Phil. We said to her, we can assure you that...
Because there's more to the story. I mean, the sperm that she ultimately selected, and she selected it based upon your criteria, not necessarily hers.
No, she selected it on her criteria, Phil. She wanted a healthy man. She wanted a man that was disease-free, obviously. And to the extent that we could ascertain from a very, very cursory look at mitochondrial DNA that there wasn't any genetic problem with regard to, for instance, Alzheimer's or genetic kidney or heart ailment. No, we absolutely...
Well, the woman wound up using your lab to be inseminated, correct?
Yes, she did, Phil. Her complaint was that the baby that was born was partially African American, and we asked her what that had to do with anything. Now, here is, and so we stand up for the rights of women, and this is a woman that it obviously does not hold with our belief that people should not be categorized based upon race or gender.
But you understand that this woman was inseminated by this clinic that you and your husband support. The baby that she had was African American. She was told that the man was healthy.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay, but she was not told about his race.
No, because that has absolutely nothing to do with health. What are you? You see, Phil, I'm not going to hold your feet to the fire on this. But if I did hold your feet to the fire, it would show you to, not you necessarily, but it would, you might run the risk of showing a racial bias.
No, ma'am, that's not the case at all. I don't have a racial bias. But what I am asking you...
Then what is the problem?
What I am asking you is this. Do you not think it is her right to pick the race as well as these other characteristics of the father of her child?
I think if she uses our clinic, she uses our clinic knowing that these men are healthy, that they are...
You know what? I'm not talking about health.
Well, it seems to me that you are, you see. And this is the trap that people fall into, Phil, if I may.
Go ahead.
When we say that these men are healthy, and women will say to us, well, what is the race of the father? I don't see anything on for instance, the application that they fill out or any of the information that we provide for them. And they'll say, well, what is the race of the father? And that's when we refer them to our counselors, because obviously they've got a problem, and we have to get to the bottom of that. And
well, what is the problem? The fact that they have... Are you saying they're racist?
Hold on, Phil. Let me just finish here, because, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to explain this to you so that you don't fall into the obvious trap that a lot of these women fall into, and a lot of men that may accompany them. We've had brothers. We've had fathers. We've even had husbands who are unable to father children come to our clinic, and they'll ask the question, well, you said nothing about race, and that's when we do refer them to our counselors.
All right, well, we're talking here with Bobby and Steve Dooley, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We have to take a very quick break. We're going to be back because I haven't gotten to the bottom yet of why it is they did not tell this woman about the race of the sperm donor. They assured the woman the man was healthy. They assured the woman the man was disease-free genetically. The man was disease-free in terms of all of those things, and was a healthy and in fact a strong specimen, but did not tell her the race, and the child she wound up bearing was part African-American. 877-876-7445. We'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley. And don't forget, philhenryshow.com for your podcast tomorrow morning. We'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
For more information on this and other great talk programs, go to talkradionetwork.com.
My understanding, Phil, is they have to be because that's how the sperm is stored at a certain temperature, and there is a certain, obviously a biochemical mix, I think, that's involved in refrigerating or otherwise freezing these materials.
All right. The sperm bank that you are a supporter of, that you're an investor in, is one that did not inform a woman that had come to your bank as to the race of the donor. By the way, was this an African-American donor or just an African donor?
That's really something that we don't divulge, Phil. We don't think that it is has anything to do with, if you're a woman that comes in to have artificial insemination, if you're a woman that comes in to be artificially inseminated by our technicians, and you have used our facilities for this insemination, we assure you that the donor is healthy, that the donor is of a certain age, that there is good symmetry, good bone structure, and so forth. But we certainly do not feel compelled, nor really do we feel that you have the right to ask about the race, because...
Why is that?
Well, I was going to say, because we do feel that it goes beyond the limits of the criteria that we set for ourselves and the criteria that we set for our clients. We feel that it really does not have any bearing on the health of the baby, nor should it have any bearing on the happiness of the mother.
So you purposefully don't tell women the race of the donor. And I can understand that.
Well, yes. We don't purposefully. We just we don't volunteer it.
And if they ask, you tell them what?
If they ask, then that's when we send them to counseling.
Okay, that was the part that I want to ask you about. Why are they going to counseling?
Well, they're going to our counselors, Phil. We have a 24-hour counselor available either on by way of the telephone, online, or they can come in person. And we counsel them through that very tricky period where they are, consumed with these rather, we think that they're rather destructive thoughts. They're time-wasting thoughts. They're silly thoughts about, well, what's the race of the father of my child? What's the race of the father of my child? So on and so forth. So we sit down with them, and we try to get a profile. We get some background on their upbringing, schooling of their parents, the relative socioeconomic class that they come from. We get a lot more information than we ordinarily get.
All right, Ms. Dooley, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, go ahead.
There's a lot of stuff you're telling me here, but what I'm getting at is this. If a woman wants to know the race of the sperm donor that she is that she will be utilizing, and you, instead of telling her the race of that man, you refer her to counseling.
That is correct, yes.
All right. What you're saying there is there's something wrong with her.
Well, that is a very rough way of putting what we like to think of as a re-educational process. So we are very much feminists here.
I understand that. But you see, everything you're telling me is that what you're saying is, if she says, what's the race of the sperm donor, then...
The race of the sperm donor is not germane. And so when a woman asks that question, and again, because we're very much feminists...
And then you're going to have to explain that one, too.
Well,
but please finish your thought, and we can get into that.
Well, I was going to say, we are feminists, and that means we believe in, we are colorblind. We believe in a very egalitarian society. We believe in the equal rights of people. And we don't want to donate or otherwise have our services or have our facilities used by people that are racially prejudiced. So that's why we refer people to our counselors.
All right, so if a woman asks you what's the race of the sperm donor, she has a racial prejudice.
Well, I think it goes a little bit without saying. And if I could just finish my thought.
I was going to ask Steve Dooley.
Go ahead, Steve.
I didn't mean to interrupt.
Go ahead.
If a woman said, well, my husband, or I need a man to be white, then she says bigotry.
if she's asking, well, why isn't he white, you know? And,
well, no, I don't think that's even necessarily the case. If a woman says, what's the race of the father, it may just be so she can say, to know what to expect.
Yes, but to say well, she needs to know what to expect is to say that she needs to gird or otherwise put herself on guard for, or otherwise she needs to prepare. She needs to prepare herself for what the child will look like when the child is born. And I think that all speaks to a racism.
All right. Our number is 877-876-7445, 877-876-PHIL, here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We're talking to Bobby Dooley. Her husband, Steve, is also on the line as we're discussing the sperm bank, which is the Far West Cryogenic Lab, in which women are not informed of the race of the sperm donor. If they are asking about the race of the sperm donor, they are sent into what is called counseling, so you never really know the race of the sperm donor until the baby is born. But they do assure the women as to the health of individual involved. 877-876-7445. And let's go over now to, let's see, we have Austin on the line. Austin, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bobby Dooley.
From Lancaster, California, and I've called your program before, and I've got a little bit of a case of laryngitis, so I hope you bear with me.
Go ahead, that's fine.
Ms. Dooley, I'm going to try and be as polite as I can. If I bring my wife in to be in your sperm bank,
the women don't come in to be in the sperm bank.
Yeah. No, I know, but to use the sperm bank, I guess, is not. You not be told about what color the man is?
Well, no, she is not. Was that your question?
No, I'm saying when she comes in, I think she'd be, you not tell the sperm donor the race.
No, we don't tell the woman the race.
Okay. What if the husband, if I was to ask you, are you prepared for what my answer is going to be if you don't tell me?
Well, I guess I'll have to give that to my husband.
Well, okay, you give that to your husband. And
Steve?
Now, you're going to address your question to me.
Okay, that's fine. I'd be happy to address my question to you, sir. And it's not really a question. If you don't tell my wife the name, not the name, but the...
Well, we don't give the name out.
We don't give the name out, sir.
No, I didn't mean... I said the race. I said the race.
No, you didn't. You said name.
You did say name. I think the host can back me up.
He meant to say race.
I meant to say race, ma'am. And if you don't tell me the race of the sperm donor that you have picked out for my wife, then I'm going to say to you that I don't want my wife in there, and I want her out of there.
Well, at that particular point, sir, you're nowhere on the premises. These women are, we counsel them. But you're not on the premises. The only time we allow husbands on the premises...
Yeah, for initial consultation.
Yeah, it's the initial consultation. And
what are you doing? Are you holding the woman hostage?
I beg your pardon.
Well, what are you... Why did you say that?
Yeah, why can I not take my wife out of there?
Well, sir, you know, you're more than welcome to take your wife out of there. And you're more than welcome to abort... The fetus, I mean, we provide those services. We have a women's health lab, a women's health clinic, I should say. But there is a certain time where you are, you know, it's against the law to perform an abortion. And
so your solution to this problem, your solution is to abort the fetus. Is that correct?
I don't want any abortion performed on my wife.
All right, hold on for a minute. Hold on. 877-876-7445 as we talk with Bobby and Steve Dooley about the sperm bank where the women are not informed of the race of the sperm donor until, I guess, after the baby is born. Although at this particular discussion we're having right now, you're perfectly, you have every right to abort the fetus. We'll get back into it. 877-876-7445, The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
It's amazing stuff. All right, welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Bobby and Steve Dooley on the line with us as we talk about Far West Cryogenic Labs, Dr. Dale Sherman. And this is Dr. Sherman's application process, which you call feminism, where they do not tell the women the race of the donor.
That is correct, Phil.
Why do you call that feminism?
As I said, Phil, we call it feminism because we don't believe in racial prejudice. We don't believe in gender prejudice. We don't believe in the sexual orientation prejudice. In other words, Phil, we don't think that asking the race of the prospective father has anything whatsoever to do with the application process. It has nothing to do with whether the child will be healthy. Are you saying that it does?
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that I don't know how it is you get customers. Let me ask you something, because you said that women can abort the fetus if they're feeling if they don't know the race of the donor until the baby's born, why would they have an abortion?
Steve, I'll let my husband handle that one, Steve.
Yeah, Phil, if they big time get cold feet later on, they're going to think, well, if the kid comes out black or however you want to say it, start getting nervous.
They start to think about it a little bit.
And is this true of black mothers, too? They may have a white baby?
That is true, yes. And although black women are far less likely to need counseling.
What does that mean?
I mean, they don't, if you say to them, we're not going to tell you the race, they don't get upset.
Yeah, they don't seem to say, a lot of black women don't ask, what's the race of the father?
So that means they don't have any racial prejudice.
That's correct, yes, sir.
Yes.
Well, it sounds to me, guys, like what you've got going on there is a clinic you claim is feminist or egalitarian, and in point of fact has its own peculiar kind of racism.
No, that's not true at all, Mr. Hendry.
No, well, that's what it sounds like to me. It sounds like a very peculiar kind of racism where you, just right then, you said...
Yeah, you sound like you're stumbling over it. You're going, like that.
Excuse me?
It sounds like you're stumbling over it because you're having a hard time. You're going,
No, I'm saying exactly what I want to say. You just said that black women don't necessarily have to get counseling because they're not as hung up, you know?
Well, what, does that make me a racist?
There's something going on with your clinic that I don't quite get. I don't know what it is, but I just don't get it. Here is Ted on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Ted.
Yeah, I got a quick comment, and then I'll just hang up and let you guys
mm-hmm.
take over from there.
First of all,
the Dooleys sound like about the two biggest jackasses I've heard in a long time, but that's just my opinion. At any rate,
sticks and stones can break my bones.
All right.
Blah, blah, blah. Why would anybody possibly go to their clinic? They'd have to be out of their mind. And the comment about only black women don't really ask many questions about this or that, that's actually a racist comment, but the one thing I found...
That's what
really
I thought.
Odd,
hang up. No, it is not racist at all.
No, I thought it was racist.
Here's my last comment, and then I'll hang up.
Mm-hmm.
You sound like two people
mm-hmm.
who are
mm-hmm.
living on your own high mountain
mm-hmm.
because you continuously
mm-hmm.
state over and over
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
we don't think this and we don't think
mm-hmm.
that. So basically,
mm-hmm.
whatever you feel is
mm-hmm.
what you dictate
mm-hmm.
to others.
Mm-hmm.
You want to
mm-hmm.
be in the dominating position of, we will make the decisions about
mm-hmm.
life for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got to hang up now. I'll just listen on
well,
the radio.
We haven't, I didn't say anything like that. What I did say, though, Phil, was that if women do come to our clinic and they ask us, what's the race of the donor?
Well, you say they need counseling.
That's correct, yes. The women can abort, as we said, anytime they want. They can certainly, if they are feeling queasy or upset with the process, they are entitled to making that decision.
All right. So, in other words, this is a rather ghoulish and rather gothic a choice that you're giving these women.
Ms. Renner, you're paying everything and taking a fight.
Yeah, well, Phil, you've said that we're racist. Now we are ghoulish and gothic.
Well, hold on for a minute. You're going to have to let me finish this. you can have, here is our clinic, the men are healthy, don't ask about the race, or you're going to go into counseling, all right? That's the first kind of a sort of a mind control.
Well, no, it is not. You've called us racist, totalitarian.
No, there's something about that bothers me. And then, if you don't like the choice you made, you can abort the fetus, which sounds almost, as I said, almost horror gothic in its implications.
Ms. Henry, is not abortion still legal in America? I thought about it.
Yeah, we're not in communist, we're not in Iran yet. It's not, you know, Romney isn't president yet. So I think abortion is still legal.
Yes, it's legal. But to say to a woman, hey, here's a great option.
Is it President Romney or is it still President Obama? I want to know.
It's President Obama.
All right, so abortion is still legal.
Yes, it's still legal. But to say to people, oh, are you feeling uncomfortable? You're thinking maybe the race of your child is the wrong race. You can go to our women's clinic and get an abortion. That, to me, that's why I said gothic and ghoulish and with these implications of horror. That's why I said what I said. 877-876-7445, Phil Henry Show.
Well, Phil, the two things I wanted to point out.
Let me get a phone call up here, okay?
Well, and then I do want to make a point.
That's fine, but I want to get another phone call up here. Our number 877-876-PHIL as we talk here to Bobby and Steve Dooley. Let's go to Warren. Hi, Warren. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Phil. I want to talk to these people. You want to hang up and listen, too. I was born, my mother could have given me up for adoption. She didn't do it. And the reason why she didn't do that to me, and my mother loved me very much.
Do you have, I can tell from this gentleman, do you have a Tourette syndrome? Or
no, I had nerve damage and I fell off a building.
I'm sorry, Phil, what did he say?
You fell off a building?
I fell off the structure throwing program before I fell up one time.
Are you the gentleman, Warren? Are you the gentleman that fell off the broadcast tower?
Yes, sir. I was used to clean off on the
Well, sir, I don't know whether this is a joke.
No, I know who this man is. He fell, had a very devastating fall from a broadcast tower. He used to do maintenance on broadcast towers and fell and sustained.
Oh, I'm awfully sorry.
It's okay, but I'm still going to answer the question.
Well, I'm not sure I understand your question.
I think, Warren, are you asking if you were born the way you are and your mother gave you up for adoption because...
Yeah, that's pretty much the thing. Even though I did try to move back home, my mother didn't stay in the backyard.
Your mother asked you to stay in the backyard?
Yeah, well, she let me come to the house. But I had to sleep out back.
I can't understand.
Hold on. You had to sleep out back?
Yeah.
When you moved back home?
Yeah, but...
All right, so the question here is, you know, I think what Warren's asking, and I think it's a very good question, it speaks to our humanity, you know?
Well, Phil, if you're going to start getting all Florence Nightingale on me, you know, I got people to see, and I got to see a man about a dog, you know?
Yeah, I got to see a man about a dog.
What does that mean?
Well, Phil, all day long we've been doing interviews with different radio personalities and the different shows and hosts, and we were on the Dennis Prager show.
And, okay.
And we got run through the mill by him and his, what were they?
Valid question.
And then we were...
Okay, I understand, but what I want to ask you, and I'm going to make the comment again, this man is talking about our humanity, and God knows where we would be as people if we did not have that kind of a compassionate component that allows us as parents to take care of a human being, a child that is born with a birth defect, with a mental disability, with a physical disability. This is what makes us great. This is what makes us strong.
Why do you say that?
Why do I say that? Are you kidding? You know.
No, I don't disagree, but I'm wondering what your rationale is.
All right. Well, let me just give you this in a encapsulation. The most degenerate society we knew over the 20th century, the Nazis, they just put those people in gas chambers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Henry, you can be rude if you want to, but my wife's asking a question.
If your wife is having to ask me to clarify why I'm saying what I'm saying, I feel really scared. You know.
Well, what are you scared about? I said, God.
Yeah, Bambi, what's the problem?
And you don't have to call me Bambi either.
Mr. Henry,
dumb, good lady, you've been an idiot. Because
you're, wait a minute. You're calling me an idiot, and you talk like you get up every morning and put your finger in a light socket.
That's a good one.
You know what I mean? I mean, I hate to be really cruel about it.
It doesn't matter to me. If I talk to Phil about it, you don't understand.
Yeah, I do understand, Warren. I do understand.
Oh, okay, Warren. Mr. Benman, sir.
And you know something? If I got up in the morning and you put my finger in a light socket, I'd be done with you.
What?
What did you say? I don't understand.
I can say.
No, I'm going to do it, Mr. Abbott. I'm going to do it. If I got up in the morning and I put my finger in a light socket, I'm burying you.
If he got up...
No, don't make them figure it out themselves.
What? If you got up in the morning, I can't understand.
Yep, Trevor, please, for God's sake.
You know, we're burning daylight.
We're not burning any daylight. We got all the time in the world.
Well, I don't.
If I got up in the morning...
You're going to let him do it again.
If I got stood up, just shut up! You'll go to hell! Bring a damn ass!
Bill, don't you know that when you let a retard curse, that they're...
Okay, I gotta take a break is what I gotta do. 877-876-7445.
It's gonna reflect retard strength. You can't...
All right, I don't want that guy on the air at all.
That's Mr. Dooley.
I don't care if his name is Mr. Lincoln. All right?
Well, let me check.
Check what?
You gotta see if his name's Lincoln.
Are you guys idiots or something? We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show. Find out if his name is Lincoln.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. Listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL. We have this sort of parallel thing happening here on Phil TV and HD. If you have a backstage pass, you've been seeing, we've been flashing the pictures of Civil War soldiers and their names. And then Neil West has been looking up the names of these guys, these soldiers, and has actually found their personal information. And everyone that we've seen so far lived to a ripe old age. And didn't die in the war. So it was, I don't know. For some reason, it just makes me feel good. And maybe these are pictures from the Library of Congress, so I'm sure these men have been thoroughly researched. Their lives have been researched. If they've been able to identify the people in the photograph, and some of them they haven't. Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley on the line with us. And they're at Western Estates, California, as we discuss with them the sperm bank, this cryogenic lab that does not allow or will not give out the racial information, that is the racial identification of a sperm donor. If women ask what's the race of the sperm donor, they're referred to counseling. I don't know why it is, Bobby, the women don't just up and leave your clinic then.
Well, why would they leave?
When you say to them, what did you want to know? I want to know the race of the sperm donor. Let us send you to our counselors.
We don't do it in a way that we don't mean to. We're not impugning or demeaning the intelligence of the women, Phil. This is woman to woman counseling. This is not some sort of a patriarchal interrogation.
Well, you said that when they go into counseling, you ask the background, you ask the education of their parents.
Well, you do want some cultural information so that you know. Who you're dealing, who and what you're dealing with. I believe in the equality of women. I believe in the intelligence of women and giving women a shot. But if I'm dealing with, Steve, if you're, let's be honest, if you're dealing with white trash or if you're dealing with...
What is white trash in the world of a feminist?
Mr. Henry, your sarcasm is noted.
No, that's not sarcasm. What would you, in the world of the feminist, what do you call white trash?
Mr. Henry, I'll tell you what's white trash, world of feminists. A lot of the men there, the men, that make them that way.
A lot of the women, Phil, have been forced into this kind of truck stop, roadhouse, methamphetamine prostitute white trash. You know what I'm talking about.
No, ma'am, I do not know what you're talking about, and I don't know what you think of me that I would know what you're talking about. 877-876-7445. Angela, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley. Go ahead, please.
Hi, how you doing? Yes, I just wanted to say a few things that I don't see how at all. The police don't want to hug me like they did the last guy. Take a time and listen to you.
I beg your pardon?
All right. Don't talk over me.
Don't. Please don't go, Yeah, you're going,
Yeah. Okay.
I'm acknowledging what the lady's saying. I'm not trying to do anything.
You can uh-huh after I finish talking, you can uh-huh then. Okay?
I'm sorry. It's a nervous, a nervous tick that I have.
Well, maybe you shouldn't have. Okay, well, don't do it. Okay. Mm-hmm. While we're talking about this, you say, okay, you asked the race, we're going to give you counseling. You're already telling the lady that you're wrong for asking for counseling. I disagree 100%. Okay, if I come in and I want a child, I have the right to choose what race that child is, and so does any other woman out there. And then when you furthermore go to say your husband can't be here, patriarchal like you just said a minute ago, most definitely idiot. You're setting the woman aside, and you're forcing your views and your opinions on them. We have the right to our views and opinions. You have the right to your views and opinions. Nobody walks up and tells you what kind of race child you have, and you shouldn't walk up and tell us, hey, you're wrong if you ask what race child this is. If I want to know, and your own clinic is showing you the proof. If there are women asking for an abortion, God help me, that should tell you right there, big red sign, something is wrong with the way you're working your clinic. There is no way on earth you should sit there and allow people to have to go through that themselves and their child and take that with them the rest of their lives, that I aborted my child because you didn't give them the choice to choose.
Well, there's so much
you
wrong,
wrong
with what
for
you
that.
Just said. You know, there's so much wrong
racist,
with what you just said.
You're the one that's racist.
You've
thrown out a lot of big
allowed?
Words in the last few minutes. Retard, racist, white trash. I'm going to tell you, there's
God.
A whole lot more trash
oh my
out
God.
There than white trash.
Oh, my God. You think retard's a big word? Wow.
No, you're
well,
the
it's,
one
it's,
that threw
it's,
that out there. You don't have the right to call anybody retarded when you're out there throwing your views on other people. Okay? We're in the United States, and we have the right to our opinions, and we have the right to ask questions. How dare you get on the phone and call somebody retarded? Now, how do you have
listen,
to say about that?
I am a woman, and you're a woman, and I think we ought to be able to talk to each other with
exactly. I'm a woman, and I can
exactly.
On my own 2 feet. I own my own.
Exactly. That's right.
I can take care of my own 2 kids and some others.
That I doubt. That
I
doubt.
I have. I have the right to do it myself.
Well, I don't know. I'm hearing a woman who is, you are corralled into the racial think of the man. You're corralled into the daddy think.
Oh, so now men are wrong,
you're
too,
all messed
right?
up.
It sounds like there's a whole lot of people wrong, in
no.
your opinion.
Well, listen,
who's not? Who's not?
You know what this is based on? You know what this is based on?
This
you're
is based on you
your
forcing your opinions
say.
On someone else. Same thing. But I'm sorry.
Right, well, let me jump in here. Could I, Angela and Bobby, let me just jump in, if I may.
Oh, is Daddy going to break us up? Is Daddy going to make it better?
What? I mean, why are you such an ass?
How dare you?
Well, what is this? Is Daddy going to make it better? Am I not, I am the host of the show.
Daddy, why don't you let the women talk about it? You getting in there with your penis.
My penis?
Now, here's what I'm saying to the lady that's listening. She's turned her radio up. What am I going to do? We have so much we got to do with our sisters. Our sisters...
I'm not your sister. I am my own sister.
Well,
I stay on my own TV.
Well, then why'd you turn your radio up like I have to use the word.
Hey.
I can't turn my radio up. Is
no, you
my
can't.
Husband telling me that too. I can't turn my radio up. Or
don't
you,
you
telling me that? Which one? I'm confused. There's so many rules.
Ain't you never called a talk show before? You ain't supposed to have your radio turned up. There, I talked to you in your language.
Hey.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm sorry. I forgot to ask you that. Was that on your application or did I miss it?
Well, but you know what? If I didn't tell you that, then look how messed up everything is.
You didn't tell me anything about my radio. That's my radio. You know, I bought it, too.
Ms. Dooley, let me give the directions on radios, not you. I'm the host of the show.
Well, I'm waiting for you to take charge, Mr. Henry. You know,
well, I thought you didn't want me in the middle. Now, look at this. There goes our... Nice going. Thank you very, very much, Angela, for your call. I appreciate it very much. 877-876-7445. Ms. Dooley, Mr. Dooley, thank you very much.
You don't mean that.
Yeah, you don't mean it. Why don't you go straight to the devil?
Why don't you go to the devil and have an orgy and have gay sex with the devil, but then he may get so sick of it, he'll actually have sex with a female devil, and then they'll make more devils. Okay? Okay, Mr. Hendry? What did he do?
Did he hang up?
Mr. Hendry? Mr. Hendry? Okay, my name is Bobby Dooley, and... There. Are you happy, Mr. Hendry?
Phil.
Are you happy, Mr. Hendry? Mr. Hendry?